Yanda, the person with Aleph. Mishnah says, Bakil Koisrim, these are the inks which one is permitted to buy the get with. Yoy Besam Besikha Bekumas Bekankantum Bechol Dovo Shehu Shel Kayome, any other dye or ink which is Shel Kayome. In Kaisvim, but one is not permitted to write a get loy bemashkin, veloy bemeipedes, loy bechol dovo, shayne miskai. Now the Mishnah speaks about the materials on which one writes a get. Alokel Kaisvim, al ha'ola shel zayis, on a leaf of a zayis, alokeren shel pore, on the horn of a pore, venoisin lo as a pore. He cannot cut off the keren after the ksivis haget and give it to her. Now he has to give her the whole pora. Al yad shel eved, he can write a get on a hand of an eved, but v'naisin lo es ha'eved. Habir se glili oimer, en kaisvin loy al dova sheyesh peru achayim, v'loy al ha'oichlim. Habir se glili is choylik, that a get cannot be written on something sheyesh peru achayim. That's a pore or an eved or v'loy al ha'oichlim. Rashi says, ala ola shel zayis tlusha, that the ola is already cut off already, because like this will be a problem that we need right after the ksiva, one should be able to give it over and not do a pula in between the ksiva and the sina. It says, v'kosa v'nosan, and not v'kosa v'tolash v'nosan. So therefore, this ola shel zayis has to be speaking about that it's tolash. Now the Gemara starts translating the different types of dyes and inks. The yoy is the use of sam, samo. So Rashi says, upimant, which is a type of a yellow dye. Sikra omarabe barbachane, sikra sushmo. So Rashi says, seva odaim shekere miniav. It's a red dye. Kumis kumo. So Rashi says, Kuma, Srafa, Ilon, this is a sap that runs out of trees. Kankantum, Omarabe, Barbachona, Omashmuel, Chalsa, the Ushkefi. So Rashi says, Chalsa, the Ushkefi, Adramint. Adramint is a French word translating Chalsa, which is a type of a dye in ink. The Ushkefi, that those who worked in leather used to use this ink, and this is Adramin. This is kosher. Ubechol davor shehu miskayim, and anything that is miskayim is also good. The Mishnah is marbe. Lasuyay mai, lasuyo de toni rabchanine, kosvoi bemei tariyo va'avza kosher. So this is marbe meitarya va'afza. Now what is this? Let us see Rashi. Be'meitarya meit shomim. This is a dover ha'miskayim. As the Kan Shoyel Aben, meit shomim is not a something that is miskayim. The Meiri in Masechta Shabbos, Tafkuf Dalad Amud Beis, explains what pshat in the Shita is. Meitarya mayim ha'noitvim me'etzim shebetikras habayis. The water which used to seep through the wood on the tikre, on the roof, bishas akshomim, v'heim mekablois shom admimus. So the water that saturated the wood, so the water was kailet a color from the wood, a reddish color, and this is mek shomim, which is adavar hamiskayim. This is the first pshat in meitarya that Rashi says. Loshin Moiri, my Rebbe said, Meitarye Mayim Shesherim Boi Pri, Shu Ke'en Afatzim. This is water that you soak a peri, which is similar to Afatzim. Galash Belaz. Now, Afatzim is Galash, which is gallnuts, which is a round of normal growth on oak trees. That is galash, and meitarye, and that is aftza. Aftza is afatzim, which is these gold nuts. Now the Rebbe's learned pshat, meitarye is a peri which is similar to these gold nuts. It's not gold nuts, so this is also adova amiskai. Toni Rabchiye learned kosvoi be'ever Bishacher or Bishicher kosher. If a get was written with lead or with coals, or Bishicher kosher. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Be'evel sheshofoi feres b'mayim, he ground the lead, and he mixed it with water, u'mashchirim, and now this combination is black. Bishacher pchomim, these are coals, u'bishicher chalte de ushkefi. So here we have a problem which Tosfos will be ma'ira, that we had in the Mishnah kankamtum, and the Gemara said kankamtum is chalta de ushkefi. So the Mishnah says already the chalta de ushkefi is good. So why was Rab Chiya Moisef Shicha, which according to Rashi is also chalta de ushkefi? This is a problem. Let us see Tosfos. The Yoy de Yusef, Oima Rabbeinu Tam, the Dioi Shalonu Hu Kori Dioi. The ink which we use, that is the Dioi which the Mishnah is speaking about. Beloi Oisoi Shoisin Me Afatsin. Now there was a certain type of an ink and dye, Bisman de Rabbeinu Tam, that was made out of these gall nuts. That is not Dioi. The Ahu Loi Mikri Dioi, this is not called Dioi. Midetoni Rab Chiya Kosvoi b'meitarya va'avza kosher. It said, we just learned the Baraisa, Rab Chanina said, that kol dover hamiskayim is coming to be mal ba'avza. Avza is me'afatzim. So we see that's not dioi. This is something else. The Mishnah says dioi. And kol dover hamiskayim is mal be'me'afatzim. Mashme the lab ani hain herni dioi loitani ella hanach loitani b'masnis Rab Chanina lemaisa only said over the dyes and inks which were not mentioned in the Mishnah. So kochoch dioi is not made out of meyafas. Ubesamoch the porich arabiyabo at the end of the omed will have. Rababo said as follows. Let's just mention what Rababo was talking about. Rababo said that if Eidim, She'enam Yoidim Lachtein, they don't know how to sign their names. So Rababo says, we'll sign their name first, and then they'll go over that ksav with Yoid. They'll go over it. So the shaila is, how do you make the first ksav that it shouldn't be a ksav or gabi ksav? That's the problem of Duma. How do you write it? So Rababo said, the omar b'mei milim, you make mei milim. Mei milim is mei afatzen. So the Gemara asks, please, how could you say that the first ksav is made b'mei milim, which is mei afatzen? Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina says it's a good ksav, so how could you make the first ksav in my milim? Rabbi Chanina said it's good. Now, if you'll say that dioi is also made out of mei afatzim, so why do you have to ask kakashim Rabbi Bo from Rabbi Chanina? Ask from the Mishnah. Amar lepoch midioi demaslis. Vo'oit, the Sefer Torah bo idioi. Kasha number 3. A Sefer Torah needs dioi. Kedemrinem ba'aboine. Kosvo shaloi b'dioi. If a Sefer Torah was written not for dioi, yigone. A Sefer Torah koi kedemashu avakoi metzrabe. Ve'heichi kosvinem b'dioi shalafatzim al klav shal Sefer Torah shumu upetz v'ein me'milin al gabi me'milin. The Gemara says later, the Gemara for Emphas Rababo, it seems these gold nuts had a double purpose. You could make ink out of them, and also they were also used in the ibud of the cloth. So the Gemara says as follows, but if you'll be ma'abed the cloth with me'afatzim, with gold nuts, and then you'll write on this cloth with an ink that's made out of gall nuts, you will not be recognizable because there's a similarity in color between the cloth and the ink. So, frekta Rabbeinu Tam, our Sifrei Torahs, the ibud of the cloth is with these gall nuts. And the Gemara says later, ein mei milin, agabi mei milin. If the ink is made out of gold nuts, and the klaf is ma'ubit, so it doesn't have a teres ksav. So if you'll say dioi means meyafatzim, so how could we write our sefer teres which are ma'ubit with afatzim? How could we make write meyafatzim under ein meimila magavi meimila? Another raya that dioi is not meyafatzim. Mahodem rini peg beis the nida. Rabbi Ami poli kulta the diuse ubodik. They're speaking about the maris dam of a nida. So Rabbi Ami, when he wanted to be sure that the dam was shocher, so he took a kulta the diuse. He took a piece of dioi, a dry piece of dioi. Poli, he split it, ubodik, and he opened it up, and then he compared the color of the dioi to the dam, to see it from the time of the dam. So, al kaponim, we see that dioi is dry. The dioi is dry. Some lady mixed up with a liquid, but the etzem dioi is dry. So you can take dioi and be boikeya the dioi, and then you can compare it with that. For shayich loyme boi poli kulte, you split a koiret of dioi. But the dioi that is made out of mea fatzim, this is very liquidy. So the whole musig of a kulte the diuse is not applicable. So again, we see that dioi is not meyafatzim. V'hoda oma beperik v'memadlikim. Now, but so fine. So the Rabbeinu Tam brought up some multitude of rayas that dioi is not meyafatzim. Fine. Something else. And it says in Perik v'memadlikim, kol hasrofim yofim l'dioi. Now, poshet srofim means sap. A sap that drips out, akashet kumas rafa ilon. It's a sap. Now, it says, kol hasrofim yofim lidyoi, usraf tof yofim ikulon. This is the best sorof to put into dyoi. Now, the Rabbeinu Tam was very well acquainted in how one makes dioi, how one makes meyafatzim. Now, in meyafatzim, they used sap, and they made it. In the dioi, which was bizman Rabbeinu Tam, they did not use a sap. So now the Rabbeinu Tam is stuck. That means, if it says in the Gemara in Shabbos that you need a schof, you need a schofim, for dioi, so we see the dioi is meyafatzim. It's not the dioi that we have, because our dioi does not have an ingredient of srofim. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, ahu sorof, that what it says srofim does not mean sap. Lav hainu gumi, that is not sap. Dein derch los is gumi. Because only one puts gumi ala b'dioi shalafatzim. And we just explained that dioi shalafatzim is not dioi. And here it says that all srofim are good for dioi. So it can't mean sap, because we only put sap in dioi shalafatzim. And that's not dioi. Elo oimer abeinu tam, the srofu lachluchis klipas ha'eitz, she'oisen mimenu dioi shalonu. This is the moisture of a klipa, of the bark of a tree that we make our dioi out of. So what is the Rabbeinu Tam saying? The Rabbeinu Tam is saying that sorof does not mean sap, does not mean guma. Sorof means lachluchi shalaitz, moisture of an eitz. So a person will say, please, let's look up in the dictionary. Sorof means sap, not lachluchis. So the Rabbeinu Tam says, I wish to disagree with you. Kemayzu sirfa motzei denide deine lachluches domim shebe isha. The Gemara is speaking about if one finds a kesem from a psule, so we're toile the kesem in dam psulim, zu sirfa motzei, because the lachluches of the dam psulim is motzei, that's why we're toile the kesem in dam psulim. So you see that sorof is also a loshen of lachluches, not a loshen of guma. When you're speaking about dam psulim, not speaking about the sorof of a sap of a tree. One guy, Uvepeire Kosho, Yerek Mar, the Gemara wants to tell us which Yerokis are kosher for Morer, Yeshlai Sorof. So one of the simonim is that it has sorof. The Yerek Ein Loi Gumi, it doesn't have sap coming out of it, Elo Lachluchis. After all these rayas, Oiser Rabbeinu Tam lichtoiv sefer Torah b'dioi shalafatze. He says, we need dioi, and dioi does not mean dioi shalafatze. Umash mash meper kol kisvei d'chol svorm leiboi dioi chutz mi megillah. There's a beraisa in Shabbos that the Pashtus Loshon of the beraisa says, all Sforim do not need Dioi besides Megillah. So why did the Rabbeinu Tam passel Dioi Shalafatzim for Sefer Torah? Sefer Torah does not need Dioi. Megillah needs Dioi. Perashti beperek kol kisvin, Taisi before said the Gemara Menachos writes this also, that Sefer Torah boi Dioi, kedemrine baboine, kosu shloi bedioi yegonis, is going on Sefer Torah. Kan kantein charto de ushkifi. The Gemara said that what is the taich kan kantem in the Mishnah? Charto de ushkifi perish bekontres adramint. So charto is adramint. Ubishicher diktoni bebraise. There the rabbi said shicher is kosher perish nami bekontres to adramint. Why did Rabbi Chiya have to say, Nachma Adramint is good? So the Ri said, the Shicher hu Adramint. Shicher is Adramint, which is not Chasad Ushkefi. The Kan Kantem hu Kemoy Shepirish Rabbeinu Shmur Be'erevin, the He Karka Yeroike, it is a green type of a mineral, a karka, Shekoyrin vidravil belaz ubaorech loyezoi vitriolo, and it seems it's called vitriol in English. Al kaponim. So this is so now chalte the ushkefi is vitriol, and shicha is adramit. That and yeah. The Rabbeinu Tam nami perish petikan sefer Torah she'oso. The Rabbeinu Tam wrote a Tikkun Sefer Torah, which how one bites, how one, which do you is kosher? Adramint muta losseis l'soich adyoi l'kuli alme. One is permitted to put adramint, which is shicher, that is permitted to be put into the dyoi of a Sefer Torah. The lab hainu kankantum. That's not kankantum. Kankantum is vitriol. The Ika Lamanda also per Kama Deirevin. There's one man, the Yomar and Erevin, that says you can't put Kankantum in a Sefer Torah, and because you need Aksav Sheyochel Imochek Dumyed Aksav Agabi Megillah Sefer. So Memele, so Kankantum is Aksav Sheyne Yochel Imochek. That means it gets Nivla in the Klav, and it doesn't get erased easily. So according to Rashi, Kankantum is Adramint. So you're not to put Adramint in the Dio, according to one man, the Yom and Evan, put Adramint in the Dio of the Sefer Torah. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, that Chalta de Ushkefi, Kankantum is vitriol, so vitriol you're not allowed to put in, but Adramint, which is Shichi, you're allowed to put in. Pim Taima Vesechas Nibet Nan Shocher Kechalso. The Gemara says that we have a dam, a stomach, which is black like chalsa. Meforish, eine chalsa, the ushkefi. Veilu vidriola, yeroki kishuchis. Vashen kach nikre vidriola. You understand French, you know that this word means green. So al kaponim, so here the Gemara, so you see that, and the Gemara says that, Chalsa the Yushkefe is Yishocher. Now according to Rashi, it's Adramint is very good. It seems that Adramint was Shocher. But according to Rabbi Netam, that Chalsa is not Adramint. This is Vitriola. Vitriola is green. Yeshleimek shemasaknin oysa losis usoy chadiyai osi mashcheres. That means originally it's green, but when you're masaking it to put into the yoy, so the pulas that are done make it black. So that's why chalsa is also black, even though it originates from a green color. Zog to Gemara weiter. Itma, hamavir diyoy al gabi sikra b'shabes. There were two letters that were written in red ink, and the person went and covered this red ink. He wrote over this red ink with black ink. The yoy agabi sikha bishabis. Fabyoichanin bereshlokish to omri tovayu. Chayev shtai. Yechayev twice. Achas mishum kaisek. Achas mishum moichik. That means there's a double here. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, al gabi sikre, shtei oisiyos shel sikre. There were two oisiyos written in red ink. Vehevir aleim dioy b'shabes, and he wrote over this red ink with black ink. Moichik, so he's a moichik. He's erasing the red ink, the first ksav. Al menas lichtoiv shtei oisiyos b'shabes chayim. The person is moichik al menas lichtoiv, so he's chayim. He's erasing the red oisiyos. I don't have any more red oisiyos. Because of al yoin is dyoi, and he wrote, now the top ois is black. So it's a moichik al menas lichtoiv. So yechayiv tuchi yuvim, yechayiv alts moichik, and yechayiv alts kaisik. That is dyoi agabi sikra. Diyoy al gabi diyoy. What if there was, before there was diyoy, now it's diyoy al gabi diyoy. Sikra al gabi sikra, potter. That means there's no moichik, there's no kaysev, there's nothing. Sikra al gabi diyoy. What if it was sikra al gabi diyoy? Omri lo chayev, or omri lo potter. Now here's a machloikis if sikra al gabi diyoy is chayev or potter. Omri lo chayev, moichiku. He's a moichik. That means that when you have red on black before you have a jet black ice, now you put red on the black, so we don't have this jet black ice anymore. It's not this red on it. So I'm moichik the dyoy. So mamela, I'm chayiv al tzmoichik. Va'omri lo potter. Others say you're potter. Mekalkuhu is a mekalku. So he's not chayiv al tzmoichik also. Now let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Potter. Shereihu kivatchila. This is dyoy al gabi dyoy. Sikra al gabi sikra. So it's like he didn't accomplish anything. Loi kosav v'loi mochak. There's no mechike and there's no gsibe. Sikra agabe yoy moicheku. He's a moichek. I don't have the ois that was previously written in the yoy in black. I don't have a jet black ois over here. So I'm a moichek. V'loi kaisiv, שמתחילה היה כוסוב הוגון מייתו, כסף הוגון מייתו. That means the previous ois was better, more choshuv, than the ois I have now. And let us just elaborate for 1 minute. Bachsim has brought down in Sforim that the Rabbeinu Shloilom was Shoibis and Shabbos from the Briyas Oilom. When it came Shabbos, there was a Briya till Shabbos, and Shabbos was a Shvisa from Briya, from creation. So the Lametes Melochis that we are Shoibis are Lametes Melochis of creation. That means in each Meloche, there is some sort of a creation that one is doing. So Memela Sarashi is saying beautifully that if before I had a black ice and now I wrote over this black ice with red ink, so I'm not creating an ice over here because this ice is inferior to the previous ice. So you can't say I created icy ice. The ices were here before and they were superior to the ice I have now. So you can't say I was a kaisev, I created oisies. Fakelt, I eliminated oisies. That was meichik, the previous oisies. So I'm not chayavats kaisev. Shemetchila oyer kosev hogan meyata. Previously there was a superior ois than is in existence now. But here we read ois. And the second man, the Yoma says, you're not chayev als meichik also. Mekalkalhu. He's a mekalkal. That means, since I'm ending up with an inferior ois, so memele, it's not called a koise, so memele, so it's called mamoichik, avleke moichik almenas shaloi lichtoif. The Rehitis Loshen from Rashi would seem that the reason we need moichik almenas lichtoif is not that this is the Tzuras HaMeloche. No, if it's not Moichik, really, every Moichik is a Mekalko. Because before he had Oisiyas, and now he's destroying these Oisiyas. So every Moichik is a Mekalko. But, if it's a Manas Lichtoi, so it's a Tikkun. That means I have to get rid of the previous Oisiyas in order to be able to write what I want to write now. So Moichik Almanas Lichtoiv, Almanas Lichtoiv makes it should be a Mesakim. So that is Dafke, if the Ksive will be a Tikkun to what was before. That means that it's called, I was Mesakim. There was written something, there was written the last week's news, which is past history already, so I want to go and erase that and write this week's news. So Memegu said, that's cool. So that's called the Tikkun. I have now a paper which I can write on this week's news. So Memegu, that's called the Tikkun. Moiche kamanas lichtoi is a Tikkun. But if the ksiva I want to make is inferior to the ksiva which was previously here, so memeles, I'm called a mekalkal. That means I'm making the previous ksav inferior to what it was before. So that's called I'm a mekalkal, and it's not called just like it's not called that. So it's equivalent to moichik shaloi amanas lichtoi, which is a mekalkal. Pavle ke moichik amanas shaloi lichtoi. Because the ksav is nikel. What's the taich ksavoy nikel? So the Ritva says pshat over here. Afo pi sheksivo elyoino geruo min hatachtoine. That means the red ksav is worse than the black sav. Mikol mokem nikeres ktsas hasikra, but one can see the redness, one sees the redness. So I want a red sav. So einach hanami in hilchis koisev. Since since a black sav is more choshuv than a red sav, so in Hilchis Kaisev, I'm not chayev, because Hilchis Kaisev, I have to create something which was non-existent till now, and before I had a better race, but in my Ratzin, I want to have a red ice. I can't have a mice, so I want to have a red ice. I want to have a red ice. I want this to be boiled, a red ice. So I'm in Mele, so that's not called, I was a Mekalko. Ksavoy Nikhil, that means the new Ksav, the Ksav of Sikhriz Nik. I want a red ice now. So in Mele, I'm not called a Mekalko. Now from the Rehites Loshen of Rashi, it would seem, as we mentioned before, that the whole din of Moichik Kamanas Lichtoiv is to make it ois mekalko. That is the purpose. In the Bir Aloch and Simen Shin Men brings Primagodim, that what if one will have, will make a Mechike Shaloi Almanas Lichtoiv, but it'll be a tikkun. That means, for example, let's say one by mistake wrote an extra zero, so instead of $100, it's $1,000. So Memele, so he erases that extra zero, so that's Ein Lecha Tikkun Golem Mizeh. That's a tikkun. It's not either they didn't borrow $1,000, but $100. So Memele, they say that that's also Chayiv. There's no special din of Almanas Lichtoi. Almanas Lichtoi is a hechetim, so it should be a mekalkul. So if you have another way, it should be a mekalkul. You also chayv al smoichik. And the Ritas Loshen of Rashi would also seem like this. It's a mekalkul, because av lemoichik shleim anas lichtoi. That means, and that's the chesoron of moichik shleim anas lichtoi, because it's a mekalkul. And he says, it's not a mekalkul. Let us see the bottom Tosfos. Moichiku. Now, just let's say the words of Taisus, and then we'll try a little bit to elaborate what Taisus is saying. Moichiku v'choshev le moichik almanas lichtoi. It's called moichik almanas lichtoi. The mistoma oimeid lachzer v'lichtoi olof pidyoi. El tamayse. So Taisus says, why is it a moichik almanas lichtoi? Because he's going, why did he make the red over the black? Because he wants to write over the red black. So therefore it's a moichik almenas lichtoi. Period. Umekalkul loy havi. Now, problem number two, why am I not a mekalkul? Talksiva zois. On this ksiva, the ksiva ho'oyoino, the top ksiva will be rishumo nikir tvei, mishim hoiso tachtoino levado. That means this black ice, which was written over a red ice, is more nikir than a black ice, which was written over a white paper. That's what Taisvah says. So Memela, I am not a Mekalko. I'm not a Mekalko. So, from Taisvah, we see Klaw, that Taisvah had two problems over here. Taisvah had one problem of Meichik Amenas Lichtai. So Taisa says, no, it is Meichik Amenas Lichtai. And then Taisa says, another problem of Mekalko, it's not a Mekalko, Vishumai Nikya Yaisa. So Rabluvin says in the Shir and Gittin, Simen Yotzayim, Beis Beis, Miloshana Taisa, the Toginu Lishtei Chalukais, Taisus has two problems over here. The Moichik Amenas Lichtoiv Lav Mishum Mekalkulu. So he says, what is Pshat? So he says, Pshat is as follows. Meleches Meichik is to be, the tzura of Meichik is to be Meichen Amokim Ksive. That is the tzuras Hamaloch. Agavulke is a Taisvis in Shabbos, Taf Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. The Taisvis says in Shabbos that if it's not Meichik Al Menas Lichtoi, Afilu, according to Rav Yehuda, that holds Melochesh and Tzricha Lagufa is high, it will also be Potter. Taisus mentions three Meloches, that that's the Tzuras HaMeloche, and without it, it's not a Meloch in Gans. In Rav Reuven is Mevaya, that Taisus understood that the Meleches Moichik is, I'm Meichin Amokim Lichtoi. That is the malacha. That is the malacha. This is the hachone l'ksive. It's a preparation of ksive. It's a step before ksive. That is malachas moichik. And he brings a moichik de keraya. From Eiran in Shabbos, the Ran says in Shabbos, there's a machlekes, the Ran and the Rashbe, if in Meleches Kosev, if Chok Teiches will be Chayiv. That means as follows. There are two ways one can write an ois. One can create an ois. There's one way one writes an ois. Let's speak about, you have a dalet. So a dalet is square on the top. It's just a little over the regal of the dalet. So you know this is a dalet. This is a dalet. If a person will erase, will make the keren yamin of the dalet, or the gag of the dalet, he'll make it, instead of square, he'll make it round. So what did he do? He made from a dalet a resh. Now, I created a resh not through ksive. I didn't write a resh. Nor through mechike. That means by erasing the jutting chelik of the dalet, I made a resh. This is called chok teiches. That means I dug from around, and that's how the ois came about. The ois was not written. The ois was made by taking away a chelik of the dyoi. There's a machloikis, the Ran in the Rashbe in Hilchis Shabbos is chok teiches chayiv. Rashbe says you're potter. It's not called kosev. The Ran says you're chayiv. Meleches Machsheves Oscha Teire. And the Ran says, because I created a reish. Achilik have created a reish. So it's, I created a reish. And he brings a raya. Madach moichik al menas lichtoiv. Madach moichik al menas lichtoiv is chayev. Savad givis, chok teiches will be chayev. So what is he saying over here? He says, if Moichik ahachone te kaisev, Moichik meleches Moichik is ahachone te kaisev, you're also chayev. So if I was mamish a kaisev through chok teiches, I'll zich be chayev. But that's the tzuras amaloche. I'm preparing a mokim roi l'ksive. That is meleches Moichik. So memela, it is necessary that it should be meichik amanas lichtoi. That is the malacha. If I have an extra zero and I'll erase it, that's not the malacha. Meleches meichik is a preparation of, I'm preparing the niyor, it should be roi lichtoi vol. So I have to have intentions to write. That is meleches meichik. Now, so that's the first few words of Taisvus. So Taisvus had a problem. If
if Sikra Gabi Dyoi, where's the Amoichik Amanas Lichtoiv? Now, Rashi split it. Rashi says, maybe in Mekalkal it's very good haste. We'll see in a minute. It's called Moichik. I'm making a ksav. It doesn't have a Teirus Kaisi, but it's not a Mekalkal. Rashi was talking in Mekalkal. But if there's a lochem moichik al menas lichtoi, so memele, you need a ksive. Moichik al menas lichtoi. So Taisus says moichik. Yeah. Before I wrote this red ice over the black ice, it was impossible to write a black ice over here because it was a black ice already. So it was dioi al gabe dioi. Now that I erased the black ice with a red ice, now I'm capable of writing an ice. Now I can write a black ice. Now it's Diyay al-Gabi Sikra. Now it's Diyay al-Gabi Sikra. So it's a Moichik al-Menas Lichtoi. That means before, when the black ice was here, it was impossible to write over this black ice another black ice. Because it's Yael Gabi Dioi. But I was moichik the black ice with Sikre. So now, b'mokim ha-Sikre, so I was moichik that I can now write a black ice over the Sikre. So it's a moichik al-menas lichtoi. And Taisus, that's a ksiva de-raise. That's not stamozoi the way Rashi says. In Mekalkal, we can see, can make Rashi's chalukim. We need a ksiva take. In Davke, since there's sikri, now I can be a kosev, diyoy al gabi sikri. That is what Taisus is saying. That's the first half of Taisus. But there's another problem. But Bashel Husham, I'm now, what did I accomplish over here? What did I accomplish over here? It's a moichik amenas, now I erased it so I could write a noise. But what did I accomplish? If I'll erase something to write over the same noise, l'chayre, I didn't accomplish, I'm a kalkul. What did I do after, I mean, l'chayre, I didn't accomplish anything, that's not called tikkun. So that Taisvi says, and exactly what Taisus means, Rabbi Reuven says as follows. The Masha Kosvu at Taisus, She Rishume Niketvei, Hu Mipnei Shinui Hatzvoim. This is because of the combination of colors. The Tseva Hadyoi, Kishuhu Al Tseva Sikra. If you have red and you have a black over a red, it's number one, it's more boilet than it would be over the oi. And Taisa says it's more choshuv than the dioi al gabi niyo. So you have now an ois which is more boilet. It's boilet more, that means this red somehow enhances, even though you don't, the red which is underneath the black dioi enhances the dioi that is more boilet in nika than it would have been without the sikra over here. So memela, I'm being misakin. It's a moichik almenas lichtoiv, and I'm not a mekalkel because of this sikre, the second coating of the oi will be rishum meinike yoiser. Then if I wouldn't have put the sikre here, it would have been the oi al gabi dioi. It's more in boilet, it's more niker than the first ksav. So I accomplished something. So it's not a mekalkel, and also it is a moichik amenas lichtoi. That is what Taisvus is saying. Now, let me correct myself. Taisvus means, mekalkel I have it al ksive zois,
Teksi and the red ksav teksi val yoiner rishuma nikirtve. The second black ksav will be more nikir mishim hoysa tachtayna lavada. That means if there's only the black ksav underneath it, and I wrote black on black. So black on black is the roshim of the second black, not so nikir and boilet, as if when I first wrote black and then I erased the black with red and now I'm writing black over the red. So this black, which is over red, and the red, that means, seems like this, that the first black really dulls the accomplishment of the second black. But if the first black was erased through red, so Memela, so now the second black will be more Rishume Nikatfe, since it's over red. So it is so this Mechike of the first black through the red is a Tikkun, not a Kilku. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Boi minei Reish Lakish me Rabbi Yechanan. Reish Lakish is the Shaila from Rabbi Yechanan. Eidim shein yoidim lachtoi. Eidim who do not know how to sign their names. Mao sheyichtavu lahem besikre veyichtamu. So let's first, so we'll make their names for them. His name is Avraham ben Yaakov. He doesn't know how to write Avraham ben Yaakov. So I'll first write in sikre, in red ink, I'll write Avraham ben Yaakov. And they'll write over that Avraham ben Yaakov, and it's Gebaldik, it's a Remoichik de Sikre, it's a Koisev, so now we have their signature. Ksav Elyon Ksav Oy Eine Ksav. So is the top Ksav, the Ksav of Dioi, is this a Ksav or is not a Ksav? That's what Reish Lakish asked Rabbi Yochanan. Oma Aloy Eine Ksav. It's not a Ksav. Omalois, they told him, "Vulayli maditono rabbeinu, you taught us ksav elyon ksav linyan Shabbos." I don't understand you. When it came linyan Shabbos, so you said that it's a he's a koisev and a moichik. No, so if we will take those klolim, the hilch is gitten, so it's good. So he's a koisev and a moichik. So what should be wrong? Please, we said svarelech that mestame is chayev als koisev, mestame is chayev als moichik. We weren't sure, so lechumr we said it could be this it be chayev to chatois. We'll see Rashi, but Rabbi Yochanan said if I would be the kohen, I never be mak of these two chatois. It's not a svare. I think could be he's a koisev and moichik. When it comes to Gittin, we have to be a Mekel, and that we hear that Midamin, from Dimyonis, you can't come to Psokim. So the Mele, La Locha, we can't be Mekel and have Sikra Agabi Dyoi. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi. Sabeling, Sabeling Yeshabas, Amatel Chayiv Stein. Chimnei sha'onu medamin, sha'onu oimdim. The Davoini Rashi is more the Gmarich over here, and I don't know the Arichus Hadvorim. Chimnei sha'onu medamin, sha'onu oimdim usvurim. Vo oimdim me oimed libeinu lahachmer. We are Meshayel me oimed libeinu. Nasem haisel lahokel. I would never say Lamaisha should bring a kolben. Medamim kemoi kemedumim. So memele, that is what Rabbi Yochanan said. So lahaloche, even the yoy al gabi sikra will not be good gabi get.